That was Troupeau Bleu by Cortex, inspired by one of my favorite movies of all time, Cleo from 5 to 7. I realize I'm not pitching these movies very well, because this is supposed to be a music-forward show. But the main plot of Cleo is that it begins at 5 p.m., where she's struggling with the fact that she's going to learn in 2 hours whether or not she has cancer. And the movie takes place in real time, real-ish time, over those next 2 hours. But like I said before, she's a pop star. She's constantly stared at in a moment where she really just wants to be silent and alone. It's great. It's so good. There's also tarot and like palm reading in it. So hag representation. Up next, one more French-ish song. But this one is inspired by the films of the Czech New Wave, namely Daisies and Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, which have the same screenwriter. Daisies is pretty popular. I love Daisies. And Valerie is popular for like other reasons. Daisies is much more of like a feminist, over-exaggerated. Like, it kind of reminds me of Riot Girl, the way the two female characters lean into like stereotypical femininity so much and be obnoxious to the people around them. It's great. And Valerie and Her Week of Wonders is a coming-of-age movie about a girl who is tracked by a vampire and hunted by her predatory grandma for her youth and beauty. There's some critique to be made there. There's some feminist critique to be made for there, but I think it's a pretty good movie. It's a lot of fun. So this, inspired by that youthfulness, is 7 a.m. by Jacqueline Taïb.
Seven in the morning, I've gotta get up. Oh, I'm so tired. Well, let's put some music on, it will get me going. Don't know something like talking about my generation. Can't find my toothbrush, where on earth can it be? The red one is my father's. The blue one is my mother's. The yellow one is my brother's. Mine must have gone with the wind. It's a Monday, isn't it? Oh, I have an English exam today. I wish I had Paul McCartney to help me. Playing a record just to annoy the neighbors who are always complaining. What about a good Elvis Presley? Oh, but the only thing he can say is a ba 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 loo ba 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 ba. A little water on my face and off I go. Belly buys over, I know. I'm feeling better and almost on my way. Which sweater shall I wear today? Which sweater shall I wear today? The blue one? The red one? The blue one?
That was 7 a.m. by Jacqueline Taïb, inspired by Czech New Wave female forward movies like Daisies and Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. Up next, we have two songs inspired by three movies that I love. David Lynch's Los Angeles trilogy, which is Mulholland Drive, Lost Highway, and Inland Empire. I forgot to mention that almost all of the movies on this list pass the Bechdel test. One of the ones that does not is Lost Highway. But I think that's intentional. I think that the sexualization of women and the essentialization of their sexuality in Lost Highway is like a big part of the point, which is also Patricia Arquette, who is the female lead's interpretation. All this to say, these movies deal with shifting identities and visibility in Los Angeles and celebrity and psychic breaks. So I have two songs. The first one is Hello Stranger, as performed by Barbara Lewis, and the second is Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chupa, chupa, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. 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 Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Oh, if you're not gonna stay, please don't leave me like you did before, because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop,
oh,
my baby. Chibop, chibop,
oh, my
baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Chibop,
chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study in demonology. Hey, so
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You just heard Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis and Celebrity Skin by Hole. I hope you enjoyed the volta, the turn, the tone switch in between those two. It's just like watching one of David Lynch's trilogy movies. Up next, so this one is less inspired by a movie in particular and rather the general filmography of one of our high priestess hags, Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman has been in so many great hag movies, all of them being very cool and very beautiful. And so I guess you could say this was inspired by Eyes Wide Shut, Moulin Rouge, Baby Girl. All of them lead me to The First Taste by Fiona Apple. Heck, even her AMC commercial, she is dazzling in that. So yeah, for her, I have selected The First Taste by Fiona Apple.
Thinking late thoughts, waiting for the black to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste. Let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start the chase.
Bye.
That was The First Taste by Fiona Apple, inspired by the effortlessly cool Nicole Kidman and her filmography. Yes, hags, from smoking cigarettes at Cannes to laughing at whatever pop crave is on the red carpet, Nicole Kidman is one of my high priestesses. Up next, we have the only song from a soundtrack, I think, on this playlist. This is from the Spirited Away soundtrack, because Spirited Away not only features a traditional hag or two, but features a protagonist that I see as a prototypical young hag. Chihiro is a great example of a feisty little young hag. This song is the theme for our main hag throughout the movie, Yubaba. If you haven't seen Spirited Away, it's probably my favorite movie ever. It's about a young girl who ends up in the spirit world and has to give away her name to the owner, the witch owner of a spirit bathhouse, Yubaba, and her journey to get her name and her family back. So this is Yubaba from the Spirited Away soundtrack. That was Yubaba's eponymous track from the Spirited Away soundtrack. Hope I'm using that word right. Joe Hisaishi is such a good composer that you don't need to pick music inspired by the movies he writes for. He does it. Up next, we got a silly one. So I when thinking of hags in like contemporary to us cinema, one of my first thoughts was, of course, Lydia Tarr, problematic woman, Kate, played by Kate Blanchett. Come on. So inspired by this and inspired by Lydia Tarr's illicit behavior in this movie and the fallout, which the movie covers, we have Father Figure by George Michael.
Thank you. end of time.
That was Father Figure by George Michael, inspired by the woman herself, Lydia Tarr. For those not in the know, I have to explain my joke to you. I have to boil the frog. No, I have to dissect the frog. Lydia Tarr grooms her students, basically. She's a music professor. So, yeah, I think I'm funny. That song is also, like, now a site of kind of a site of controversy because Taylor Swift just released a song called Father Figure that is maybe a little bit about Olivia Rodrigo. Third thing about that is that it's also in Baby Girl, starring Nicole Kidman. She haunts everything that I do. Up next, we're moving into our vampire phase of the evening. You thought I wasn't going to include some vampire movies in here? Well, of course. This one is inspired by Bram Stoker. Well, most vampire movies, Nosferatu, Dracula's Daughter. Specifically, I'm focusing on Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is not a very good movie, but it is a very fun movie. And I will probably play it on mute at whatever Halloween shindig I throw this year. So, this is Bloodletting, the vampire song, by Concrete Blonde.
Thank you. Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You just heard Bloodletting, the Vampire Song by Concrete Blonde, which was written when they went to New Orleans and had just read The Vampire Lestat by Anne Rice. Lestat and the general Anne Rice vampires, not as woman vampire forward as I would like them to be, but it's okay. By the way, Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was the main inspiration for that song, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it definitely does not pass the Bechdel test. But hey, Poe Buddy's perfect. Up next, we have Scorn by Portishead. The lyrics you might recognize from their song Glory Box, but with fun and interesting production. This is inspired by Possession, a very fun movie that also does not pass the Bechdel test, but like I just said, Poe Buddy's perfect. Technically, the two versions of the two women that Isabella Johnny plays talk to each other, but I think it's mostly about men. Nevertheless, this is Scorn by Portishead.
So tired of playing with this bow and arrow. Gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play. For I've been a temptress too long. This time unchained, we're all looking at a different picture through this new frame of mind. A thousand flowers could bloom. From outside when you can. So
It's time to move over. Oh, it's all I wanna be. I'm so tired of playing, playing with this bow and arrow. Gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play.
That was Scorn by Portishead, inspired by 1981's Possession. It's just like Glory Box, but weirder and darker. Just maybe just like the two women that Isabella Johnny plays in Possession, which is a movie about a woman who gets really weird after she asks for a divorce from her husband and pursues a relationship with no sort of mystical monsters. Definitely not. It's a lot of fun. We've got two more. One is inspired by 1977's House, a Japanese horror film about girls that go to one of their aunts' summer houses and spooky hijinks ensue. So for that, I chose a song from an album released in the same year, 1977, with similar spooky vibes. This is from Talking Heads' 77, and it's Who Is It?
What is it? What is it? What is it? Oh, baby, it's you.
That was Who Is It by the Talking Heads, or Talking Heads. For my last song of the show, I've got a very on-the-nose song for a very on-the-nose witchy movie. Our last movie is Suspiria, an Italian horror movie about witches at a dance school. What more do you need? And it's going to be I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. This has been Young Hag at the Movies, our movie-inspired episode. I've been your young hag, Tess, And you can hear me every Monday at 6 p.m. on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. Or you can find me on Instagram any old time at younghag.fm. All right, I'll see you next week, hags. I will leave you with I Put a Spell on You.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Mm-hmm.